We're about to kickstart the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
For your Friday afternoon, that is where you are. Tommy, big question, mate. How you feeling?
Surprised you're here.
Legs are feeling fine, guys. I walked in here, just no dramas.
Tell the people what you did yesterday.
3,046 push-ups for the push-up challenge. Amazing challenge, raising money for Headspace. You can still get online and donate. 130,000 people around Australia taking part in the challenge.
Yeah, so most of them did it over a three-week period. You did it over about a four-hour period, was it? Five-hour period.
Four-hour,
mate. Four-hour period. Oh, gosh. But we had lots of callers call up yesterday to say, today you would be feeling like...
Yeah.
How are you going?
Sore.
Like how sore? Can you move your arms?
I can, but only from the elbow... Do you know what I mean? Like I can't lift anything.
Okay. Yeah. Are you peeing red? Because one guy said to look out for that because that could be a kidney issue.
Actually, I haven't checked that for a while.
What do you mean you haven't checked that?
Well, I haven't checked that because I pee sitting down, mate.
Oh, weirdo. All right. If you had to think about which person, which member of the project team would be the one that would do a weekly Zoom call from their bed.
That'd be you.
Okay. You think it would be me?
Yes. And you'd be going, I'm busy, busy, busy. I'm too busy to get out of bed. I don't have time to get out of bed. I watched 4 hours of breakfast TV this morning.
I realise you actually know the answer to this question. But let's just role play here.
But that every is, week no, but have, that is what I okay, guess, even though think. I know the answer. Yes.
Every week we have a Zoom call for the project, and then every now and then we have a one with the big boss of Channel 10, like a really important one.
Yep.
And every week when we do our Zoom call, one member of the project team refuses to get out of bed and lays down in bed, pillows all around, and does the whole call while we're all sitting upright, properly clothed in bed.
Like adults. You like guys adults. Are all like adults.
And then the other week when we had our big one with the big boss, I thought this will be interesting. Will this person get out of bed for the big boss?
Yeah.
It appears not.
Did the whole meeting from bed.
Did the whole meeting from bed. But what I love about it, doesn't even apologise for it. Not like, oh, sorry, guys, I'm just happily in bed.
Can we say who this person is?
Yes. It is Waleed Ali.
So it's not only, because I don't mean this as a slight against you, but not only is it not you, it's the most
respected
not in
member.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes, it's the most respected member of the team. No, I agree. That's what's so bizarre about it.
Yeah.
Like I could almost imagine... Actually, no, I couldn't. I was going to say I could almost imagine Lisa doing that before I could imagine Waleed, but I can't imagine Lisa. No. She would definitely get out of bed for the big boss.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
Pete, I could definitely imagine.
Pete, I could absolutely imagine
but
doing
weirdly,
it.
Weirdly, he doesn't stay in bed.
It's almost to the point where I can't imagine Waleed ever in pyjamas.
No,
do you know what I mean?
No,
like if someone said, does that guy go to bed? I'd go, maybe in a suit or maybe not at all.
The only time I've ever seen him wear casual clothes is a Richmond hoodie. That's the only hoodie I think
which
he
even
owns.
That is uniform.
Yes. But actually it is.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not casual wear.
No,
it's his Richmond
attire. It's business
attire.
Yes. Yeah.
But I want to go around the room and see whether we think this is okay. Jesse, do you think it's okay to have a Zoom meeting with a big boss while lying and not even sitting against the back of the wall of the bed, lying in bed?
Nah, no way.
See? No.
I've got questions about attire now because I sleep nude. And
he's not nude. Wow, that'd be a power play, wouldn't it?
That be amazing?
I mean, I love the confidence, but
just
you
a
can't.
Bit of chest hair out of the doona.
Sonda, is it okay?
No, absolutely not.
And that's from Sonda. And that's from Son.
I'm lazy, but I still get up and get out
Eli?
Of bed.
Eli, is it just thumbs up or down? Don't worry about finding the mic. It's
oh,
no,
down.
Now down.
Not okay.
Bell?
No way.
No. Is anyone, Caitlin Marshy, is anyone cool with it?
I mean, I don't hate it.
But Caitlin, also keep in mind, it's not our show, it's the project, which is a news delivery service. Like, just imagine if Peter Hitchner delivered the news from bed.
Is a better question, would you do it if you thought you could get away with it? Because if I thought I could, I would.
Oh, right. So it's about the position you play, the part you play on the show, whether you can get it. So, Tommy, you couldn't is the thing.
No, I couldn't. I am now just picturing Waleed in bed and him just saying, Why are reporters always reporting from their bedroom? That's something we need to talk about.
Anyway, we do need to talk about this. We're going to get him on next. Feel like there's strength in numbers. I feel like collectively, I'm a bit scared of him. Collectively, we can confront him together.
I love ganging up.
Yeah, and I need to tell him next Zoom meeting, he needs to be upright at the kitchen table.
Okay, if that doesn't work, okay. Maybe we should zoom in.
What if we zoomed him now and just checked out where he was?
Where he is. Oh, God, he's in the toilet. I regret it. Waleed Ali up next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And the man in question joins us now on the phone. Are you there, Waleed Ali?
Yes. Hello.
Oh, that Ooh. Sounds.
Yes, it does sound like where we think you are. Where are you calling from?
Is this a loaded question?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm calling from my bedroom.
Bro, I've just heard that for all the project Zoom meetings, including when they're with the big boss, you're in bed and unashamedly in bed.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry. I'd like a better answer, but no. See, okay, look, I'm like Bickmore. I don't have a mansion, right? So,
but do you have?
Wait, I've been to your house, okay?
But do you have another
I've
room?
Been to my house. Yeah, well, not really. So the problem is because the kids are doing school at home, they've all got Zoom meetings set up, and like Susan's working from home as well. So Susan and Zaid are sharing a table already. So one's at uni and one's at high school. And they're both really loud. And then I can't be in the same room because then I'll disturb them. And then Aisha's in the study. The only room that's left is the bedroom. And the problem is the only furniture that's in here is the bed. So
do you think, though, perhaps you could sit up even?
Oh.
Okay. Well, let me – all right. Well, yes. But if it helps, I'm lying on my left side at the moment.
Oh,
so
I don't need. Not... <That's even weird. laughs>
Please tell me. Please tell me you start all the Zoom meetings by going, "Oh God, I mean, hi, yep, I'm ready."
I can just imagine him arm behind his head on his side, almost like waiting to be painted.
Yeah, yeah. And then just looking off camera, no, Miguel, keep painting. Sorry, guys.
When we went round the office, I didn't want to confront you on my own, so I've got the strength of the team and every single person except for Caitlin, but we don't often sort of take her vote into count, has decided that what you're doing isn't very professional. In fact, someone said they think it's a bit of a power play.
Right, okay.
That was you.
That was amazing.
Sorry. Sorry, bro. I got caught up then because I actually lived that in real time and went, who was that? Oh, that was you. Yeah. Is it a power play? Are you doing this because you know you can get away with it?
No, this is discrimination. See, what's happening is this is like class war. Just because I don't have the mansion, suddenly everything I do.
Mate, I'm not getting out the violins for your house, okay?
Well, no, of course you don't because the Stradivarius and you keep it in a crystal cabinet and you wouldn't be bothered getting it out. Where else would you want me to do it?
I just want you to sit up and perhaps, like, not be tucked under the blanket.
Hang on. Because you guys are both clearly emotionally invested in this and it's starting to get a bit heated and probably unpleasant for our listeners, I will interject. I'll play intermediary here. Would you mind if for the next Zoom session, simply just to make a bit more feel at ease, would you mind answering it in your bed but lying down as far as you possibly can and with your top off?
What, so no change then?
No, I just think you're right. This is a power play. And so you've got your foot on the throat.
Can I ask one question? Did you consider when we had the big boss meeting that perhaps you'd change your scenario just for that one?
I did consider it, but again, like the only other way to do it.
In the car?
Oh, yeah, that's probably not a bad idea.
That was Belle's suggestion.
This thing's brilliant. Bro, I've just understood why you're doing this because each time that somebody asks, you can go, well, I don't have the mansion. And so then the brass, the knuckleheads at Channel 10 go, we need to pay Waleed more so we can get out of bed.
Yeah, that's right. Because I've tended to find in my negotiations that all I have to do is say, but I don't have a mansion. And they go, oh, okay, sure.
Is that where the expression, I don't get out of bed for
less than
comes from? Just before we let you go, today is the end of Ramadan, which we were talking about it the other day, and you were saying it's like Christmas, but you're not going to be able to celebrate Christmas this year because of, you know, the weird world we're in. How's everybody in the fam feeling about that?
Susan loves it because I think she's discovered she's an introvert and she actually quite likes just keeping to herself, so she thinks it's great. And the kids are a bit frustrated, I think, because hanging out and seeing, like, other kids their same age and receiving lots of presents from them, whatever, is a bit annoying. But the main thing is because we've got to the point where we can have five people over, we can go to my brother's house and my mum can come. And so the core team will be there. So it'll kind of be like a Christmas on a diet, right, if you know what I mean, except there won't be any dieting in the food. so it should be all right. It's like the restrictions got lifted just in time. So it's all right. And by the way, this may be part of my defense as well, because if I recall, that meeting was at 9 a.m., wasn't it? The power meeting that you're talking about. Yeah.
Very respectable hour.
Yeah, well, that's true, except that the problem is, like, I've been, like, up writing till about 3, and then I was up at 5 to eat for Ramadan, so I actually had about 3 hours sleep heading into that meeting. I thought it was a good effort that I was awake. I'm not getting much sympathy back from you.
I don't know if bragging about the fact you woke up.
And up writing till 3. Maybe stop your memoir and then...
I can't wait to write the book about this feud called Mansions and Memoirs.
Oh, it's a great story, actually, Tommy. It's a wrong side of the track sort of a story.
Oh, thanks, Waleed.
Thank you.
See you,
bye. Back to bed.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Doing it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Always has the biggest brands at the lowest price.
It's a fun little trip going there on a Sunday afternoon, you know. Leave the kids at home. Just say you're popping up to get, you know, I don't know, something you need.
A script.
Some formula or something.
Yep.
And then you just browse for a while.
Come back smelling better, more hair free, and with a sweet protein shake. How good. Hey, up next, Bickers. I have been I've been hitting up the kitchen a bit more than usual.
Cooking?
Cooking. Oh. And I have got some wisdom to share with the nation. These little cooking tips that no one ever told me that maybe no one's ever told you. That's next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers. Mm. It's been a while. Always people coming up to me in the streets and saying, Tommy, give us some wisdom. Help us enrich our lives and be better at stuff.
That?
All the time. Ah. Sometimes they yell from the car, Tommy!
I'm with you a lot. I've never heard that.
No, because sometimes they see you and they go, they're wary about approaching because of your attitude.
My reputation.
Yeah, your reputation procedure. But anyway, it's a safe zone and it's time to help the people.
Just the tip with Tommy.
Tip it real good.
I've been cooking. Look out, everybody. I've been cooking. And as you know, things like yeast have been impossible to find.
Yeah. Right? This is why you don't need yeast for your cheesy pasta that you make.
No, that's true.
That gross one that no one else likes but you.
Yeah, I've actually even come around to the idea that it's gross as well. I tried to make it again and it was like drinking toilet water. It was awful. But another item that's very hard to come by is self-raising flour.
It is.
And I was in the supermarket and I was walking back and forth amongst the flour aisle.
What are you going to make with self-raising flour?
I think muffins or banana bread or something.
You were going to make muffins?
Yeah.
What's happened?
No, I wasn't. I was making pasta.
From scratch?
Yes, I was making pasta from scratch.
Again, what's happened?
Yeah, I made it and it was so bad. It was like...
is that why the cheesy pasta was bad?
No, this was a different one. It was like eating... My girlfriend actually looked it up and goes, I think we should stop eating it. I think it's going to make us sick.
Oh.
Because we made the pasta way too thick and it was like eating just gelatinous thick, like it would just settle and you think it would never come out of your guts. Or if it did, it would really hurt you on the back end. So anyway, I'm pacing up again down the flour aisle, just hoping some is going to appear.
Yeah.
And a lady, she goes, what are you looking for, Dale?
Aww.
And I said, I'm just looking for self-raising flour. And she was so lovely. She goes, no, there's none. But you know, you can just use normal flour. And I said, what do you mean? And she goes, you don't need self-raising flour. You just use normal flour and you add a pinch of bicarb soda.
Turn down for what?
That is amazing. That Sonda's is amazing that you've what? Got to 35 years old and didn't know how to make freaking self-raising flour.
Why do they sell self-raising flour?
Because obviously it's easier than having to combine, like most of the
that
world.
That was heaps easier. I didn't have to buy it.
No, but you had to buy two items instead of one.
I already had that stuff.
Yeah, well, not everyone's got the stuff.
Yeah, but then you'll never need that. I don't understand how anyone would need this other flour now. This whole self-raising flour market should not exist. Why? It's not like it wasn't even hard. It was a pinch of the other stuff.
Well, don't ever buy it again then. But I'm just saying it's not necessarily
you hear that?
A tip.
You hear that?
What?
That's the flour companies panicking. They go, oh, God. Everybody's going to realise.
But there's just
our
so many items
item.
We don't need in the pantry.
Like what?
I'm trying to think of stuff.
Jesse, get the music ready.
Okay,
because that's a good
like
one.
Sliced bread. You could just buy it whole. Are you dumb? And then cut it. See? There's lots of stuff you don't need. You don't need self-raising flour, but you can get it.
Yeah, but I agree with you on the sliced bread. You're right.
So you're just going to buy whole cobs. In fact, you're making them, aren't you, from plain flour and a bit of bicarb soda.
Yes.
Yeah, you do need yeast for that, though.
Yeah.
Did you get yeast? I've got some yeast if you
want. I don't know if that's the...
No, I do. Sonda gave stuff. It to me.
No. I mean, how you guys pass around stuff, I don't want to know.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
She's furious.
Have you ever eaten banoffee pie?
No, you know I haven't. That's why we got it here. Yeah. It sounds delicious, but everything about you is furious. I don't know why.
I hate banoffee pie. I would go as far as to say it's the most disgusting dessert I've ever eaten.
So I can't understand because when you explain to me what it is, they all sound delicious things. Banana? Toffee cream?
Yes, banana, offee, toffee, banoffee pie. I think it's pie. Banana... cream, toffee, kind of caramelized toffee, and then
in a
the
pie.
Base.
In a pie.
Yeah. I think it must be American. Is it American, Son?
Yeah,
you're
English.
American.
We looked
English.
It up, didn't we?
Oh.
Yeah. But it all sounds great. What
so
is it? Is
I had it. I went to a friend's parents' place last year, and they are so the most lovely people, and they served up this meal, and it was so amazing. And then out came the banoffee pie, and I'd never had banoffee pie, and I asked for a big piece of banoffee pie. And as
hit us with a bit of banoffee.
The first mouthful of this banoffee pie.
You've said
a little
it too
bit
many
of
times,
bile
mate.
Rolled up in my throat, and I was like, oh. I love banana, but not in a pie.
So do you love all the ingredients independently?
I think so. If there's something about it. It's like you're having something that's made for a child, mashed up, but for a grown human. Anyway, but the reason I ask is because I'm starting to doubt my likes and dislikes. Because the other day I was talking to Keith Urban and he said he loves a cherry ripe. And I was so grossed out by that because it's the worst chocolate ever. And then the internet does what the internet does best. And it's informed me that it is in fact one of the best chocolates ever.
I don't think it's one of the best.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No.
But a lot of people.
You know what I think it is? I think it sits in the same category as dark chocolate for people who want to pretend they're fun but aren't.
Yes. But I mean, it has got dark chocolate around the outside.
Yeah. Exactly. I rest my case.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel like if you had some, you could either back up the claim that it's the most disgusting thing you've ever eaten, or perhaps...
This looks so yum. It looks yum. It looks fun.
Yeah.
It looks like something you'd smash in a face
at an eating
someone.
Competition.
Yeah.
It was hard to get. They're not very popular banoffee pies. Apparently,
I don't think
there's
that's
only
a
two
sign
stores
they're bad.
That do banoffee pies.
I there was only one fish and chip shop near my house that did fried Mars bars, and they were delicious.
Okay, so you've got to really get into the banana bit. Hold on.
Wow, that's a lot of cream.
It's a lot of cream. I'm going to give you the bit that... So I'm going to give you a big bit because I want you to experience what I experienced when I was at dinner when I went in hard, like real hard, get ready to eat the big slice, okay?
Can I just eat it like a normal person?
Oh, I've cut it all up now, so I don't know what I'm going to feed it to you. No. There you go. Put all that in there.
So there's a big layer, the toffee's on the bottom, then
there's
raw
banana in the middle.
I thought it was going to be cooked.
No.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Put it all in.
It's a lot. Oh, no, mate.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
It's cooked.
So bad. Why would people love
it's
that?
It's real cool. It's right. You know when kids get mud and they go to mud pie and they put it in something?
It's so gross.
It's because it's
I'm
just
gonna
so
try
much
it again.
Cream.
Just to.
You're right. It also tastes like baby food.
What if it didn't have the banana? Is it the flavour of the banana? Oh, all right.
I'm just trying the bottom bit because I reckon the bottom bit looks kind of like a snot block.
I think perhaps just the
bottom bit.
Just the pastry.
No, and the bottom bit.
Okay, the
offee. If you just had
is it flavour?
It's good.
An offee pie.
An offee pie is heaps better.
But is it still flavoured like banana?
Just that? No.
Oh, that's good. That's a caramel pie.
I thought an offee pie was a better name. Can we make a fortune here selling offee pies?
You're going to make them or me?
Oh, I'm not. I was just going to buy an offee pies and remove the excess. we can double up. We can make an extra shop also that has bam pies.
Like
vampires
muffin tops in the bottom.
I said cream pies. That's disgusting. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time to do this.
Same, but backwards.
I don't even care what the outcome of this is. I'm just so happy to be back doing it.
Yeah.
I'm here, I'm living for it, and I'm happy.
You know what that is?
What?
Loser's attitude. Let's go, Jess.
All right, here's your first one.
Tommy.
What?
I don't know.
I know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, same. It's Brandy, What About Us?
Is it Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time?
Oh.
Oh.
So close.
I think there was a time I didn't know they were different songs.
To be fair, I think maybe two.
I think I always sort of goes.
What's the other one?
Hit me, baby, one more time because I did it again.
They do sound very similar.
Yeah, it's all things that have happened once and then have happened another time.
All right, here's number two.
Carrie.
Oh,
it is, I know the name of the song. Who's it by?
Buzz It Out. It's so nice with the things.
It's Ride It.
It is.
Regard.
Bickers. 1-0 to Bickers. Here's number three.
Carrie.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, Bickers again.
Salt and Pepper Push It.
It is. Oh, okay. Hang on. Tommy just needs to get next two to level it up. Here we go. Yeah, well, it's Drake, but I don't know which Drake song it is. Oh, it's God's Plan. Is it? No? What was it?
Oh, it's Drake.
Yeah, that's what it is. Oh.
Right foot up.
Whatever step, Tootsie Pop, whatever it is.
They go right foot up, left foot slide.
Tootsie Slide.
What is it?
Tootsie Slide.
Tootsie Slide. Yeah. What's that mean?
Have you not seen it? Aren't you on TikTok?
Oh, I haven't posted anything.
And on that note, that's the win to you, Vickers.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
As I said, just excited to be here.
Just happy. Then maybe you don't need the point.
No, I do.
No, I do.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Do you often think about the impact you have on other people?
What?
The mark you'll leave on the world.
It's the preface to me doing something bad. What have I done?
No, I just think sometimes you go through life and you don't think about the mess you leave behind.
I like to think of it as taking flamethrowers to things and then walking away.
Okay, so you've taken a flamethrower to my child.
What's happened?
No, it's not that bad. It did make me laugh, though, because you'd hope your children aspire to be like their mum or dad. You know, you think as a mum that your children would see the things you do and go, oh, my God, I want to be just like mummy or I want to be just like...
Evie wants to be a comedian, doesn't she?
I said to Evie, she's been getting up every night at the moment, so I'm now trying to bribe her to staying in bed.
Yes.
And I said
I've been telling her, hey, if you want to get money out of mum, just wake up in the middle of the night.
Once again, your influence on her is not helpful.
I haven't.
Anyway, last night I told her she could have a little friendship bracelet thing the next morning if she stayed in bed. So she stayed in bed and got the friendship bracelet. And she said, okay, I think we'll do this every day. And she said, tomorrow I would like a heap of tattoos. And I said, why? And she said, because I want to look like Tommy Little.
Yeah.
And I said, where am I going to get them? And she said, I don't know. And I said, not real ones. And she said, no, real ones.
Yeah.
And then I just had a flash forward to when she's 17 years old and she's going to walk in the door with a full sleeve tat and be like, this is for Tommy Little. Yeah. I don't even have a tat. Chris doesn't have a tat, yet she wants tats as her thing to keep her to sleep every night.
You know what? This is good because you know how kids rebel against their parents, right? It's because you don't have any tats that she wants to get heaps of tats. So if you want to reverse that.
You've got to get a full face tat.
You've got to get heaps of tats.
I do want to get a tat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are we going to get? Something across, start with the neck, something subtle?
No, I want to get little music notes on my wrist.
Do you?
Yeah, a little note for each child.
What? A little note for each child.
Like a little music note for each child because I love music and I love my children.
Are you going to get like as in the notes that spell out like what notes will you get?
I see what you mean. I could get the lines, like the music sheet, and then I could have an E, a C.
Oh.
I don't know if there's an O.
An E?
Is there an O?
A C?
Yeah, like C major or.
Oh, for Chris?
No. Oh, no, we don't have a C.
Yeah,
yeah I could get a C.
I was panicking then. I was like. Have I got one of your kids' names?
Yeah, I'll get a C for Chris.
Oh, because you always call him the little. Yeah, right.
I was thinking, why are you saying C? I don't have a kid. Come on, C. Yeah, C for Chris, an O and E.
You know,
and
a. C for kids.
Bigmore and Tommy Little.
You know what I'm sick of, Bickers? Mm. Oh, Australian news outlets being very Australian focused.
How dare they?
We're forgetting the best part of our country.
We interrupt this broadcast with breaking news.
Here is the latest news.
The latest news.
News.
From across the Dutch. Oh, no, Buckers, we've got some news.
What's happening in New Zealand?
Because, you know, often you cross to us, you from the mainland, you cross to us over here across the ditch and you say, what's up? And we say, not much, and that's the end of the news bulletin. Well, guess what? Today we've got stuff. Ask me, have you got stuff?
How's everything going? What have you got going on in New Zealand?
That was not the question. You were just meant to ask me.
I was trying to pretend I was crossing to you.
Just ask me if you've got stuff.
It's Carrie Bickmore here from the project as we cross now to.
Shut up! This is what you mainlanders do. It's too late now. You've missed your opportunity. Anyway, hey. Guess what?
What?
Restrictions are lifting.
Restrictions?
Restrictions are lifting.
Oh, what's a restriction?
It's a thing that restricts you. So if you want to go somewhere in New Zealand before today, you would have been restricted. And you'd say, why can't I go to Invercargill? And say, because you're not from there and you're restricted in where you can go. You can only go to the place you're from. Well,
is
guess
that
what?
When they eased restrictions and everyone went to Macca's?
Macca's!
Yeah.
Macca's.
McDonald's?
Stop. I hate it when you copy our accent. Anyway, now you're not restricted. So if you want to go to Christchurch or Wellington.
Or Dunedin.
Or Dunedin. Or I've said that one, haven't I? Where's? Oh, Whakatane. You could go to Whakatane. Wherever you're from. Because anyway, the restrictions have been lifted.
I've got the hang of it. We need to cross back now. Are you done?
Ask me if I've got any more stuff.
Well, sir, do you still have...
Oh, shut up. That's not...
Do you have any more stuff?
Questions. I've got some more stuff, just one bit here. This is one that's just come across my desk. Breaking news, the Hamilton dump has been closed. Oh, geez, actually.
What?
This is pretty grim here. I've just been reading... Oh, no, Buckers. The Hamilton dump.
What happens at the Hamilton dump?
Well, usually you dump your stuff. And that's what you said. Have you got any more stuff? I said, if you've got too much stuff, go to the Hamilton dump and dump it. But not anymore because the Hamilton dump has been closed because somebody died at the dump. What a way to go. They wish they were still restricted.
I wish we'd crossed back earlier.
Back to you.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Almost the end of the week.
It is almost the end of the week. I mean,
have you got something to finish us off nicely?
I've just got a great story. You know that laugh that you get where you it's next level, bit more
maniacal.
Yes, and it's usually at someone else's expense.
Usually yours.
Yeah,
yes.
I think you'll get to experience a bit of that.
Amazing.
Next.
Amazing.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Clapping you in.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on a long run. Oh, the whole stadium's up. Oh, Jesus, bowled that wide. God, it's been a while. I've actually thrown my back out.
I thought we were playing basketball, not cricket. Oh. Whatever.
What do you mean? You were clapping me in off a long run, weren't you?
I was clapping you in onto the court.
That's not. You've never been to a game, basketball game, have you? Hey, restrictions are lifting, which means we are getting to be more social again. And this is making some people nervous because they're wondering, will I have forgotten my social skills? Have I forgotten how to interact with people in the real world?
Do I want to interact with people
again? Yes. Yes. Well, luckily, as I interact with the real world, we are in the same office again. And so I'm seeing more people in real life as well. And the social problems, it just hasn't been an issue for me because I've just picked it up again just like that, right? Like I was in the lift and, you know, there's only two people allowed in the lift.
Yep.
Carlo, cameraman, gets in the lift and I say,
he's great.
He gives me a big smile and I say, g'day, and he says, g'day. And I thought, great, we are off without a hitch. And then I noticed a smell and I looked down and his hand had a hot box of chicken tenders that he'd got from the supermarket, right?
Yeah.
And I said, they smell so good. And he goes, because he's a gentleman, mate, do you want one? And I thought, well, no. Like, it's Corona times. I don't want to touch down someone's food. And I thought, no. And then as the lift went up, the smell started to increase. And I thought, well, hang
they
on.
They are smelling pretty
good. And I mean, if I'm going to cop Corona for something, a chicken tender is probably the thing I want to get it for. And so just before the doors opened, I said, Carlo, you know what? Bugger it. I'd love a chicken tender. He goes, yeah, mate, get involved. Opens the box, puts them towards me. And I look down and I thought, I don't want to take one of the big chicken tenders. I'll grab that small little one at the front. And so I grab that and I step out of the lift and he looks horrified. And I thought, that's interesting. And as I put it to my mouth, he says, that's my half-eaten one.
Oh.
And I had already, by this stage, put it in my mouth. And I said, what? And he goes, gross. And then the lift doors shut.
Mate, don't be eating other people's food. We're not in that time.
I know. It's too late now. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going fine. All that social awkwardness that all the rest of you are experiencing, not over here, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
Wow, what a week. This is a big week for you. I think this is your biggest week so far this year.
Oh.
Certainly a very different week to lockdown, wasn't it?
I really had a slow start to the year. We're making up for lost time.
Don't get too reflective.
Wow, actually, there's some things I want to talk about. Sometimes I really haven't lived up to my potential. Strap in, guys. It's going to take a while.
Shall I kick things off?
Yep, do it.
I would say that I had a better than expected week too because I thought I'd tried every chocolate there was on the planet, but I hadn't discovered the chocolate that I think will be my chocolate going forward.
Ooh.
Lion's mane mushrooms.
Wow.
That make dreams come true. And then it said medicinal mushrooms. Lion's mane for focus. And I was like, oh, my God.
You've just had shrooms.
Oh, I've just had shrooms.
Do you want to know what it's meant to do for
you? Yes, what's it meant to do for me?
Protect against dementia.
Oh.
Relieve mild symptoms of depression and anxiety.
Oh, my God.
Speed recovery from nervous system injuries. Protect against ulcers in the digestive tract. Make you have more vivid dreams.
Well, I did.
Yeah, I just got bored and made up one then.
Oh. Well, the first four things I do need. I've got a family history of Alzheimer's. This is good. Maybe I should feed some to my mum as well.
Don't feed your mum shrooms, mate.
I'm set for a big weekend.
Big weekend.
How are you feeling about the week, Jess?
Yeah, look, I was pretty wrapped when we did Can We Find Me a Girlfriend?
Oh, and two people. You sound wrapped about it.
Well, no, I was wrapped that anyone called through. But I was also a little bit raw that it also encouraged some older people to call.
Are you wanting to find love, Jess?
He's on Bumble.
Just because he's on Bumble doesn't mean he wants to find love.
You're just trying to root around, Jess.
No, I'm just asking what he's after.
Well, to be honest with you, I only downloaded Bumble recently because mates of mine said, it's like, mate, you need to get back in the game because it's been a while.
How long's it been?
Since I've had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, let's go with the... Okay, sorry. Yep.
Yeah, girlfriend. Yep.
6 years, 7 years?
Wow.
How long has it been since you've done the last dance?
The last dance. Caitlin's just fallen out of her chair.
You don't have to ask. Yeah, you don't have to answer. I was hoping
someone...
The idea isn't to humiliate you.
How old are you, George, if you don't mind me asking?
70.
George, have you experienced love?
Many times, but not for the last couple of years. But, yeah.
Couple of years? You're still beating Jess. It's been 6 years for him. If you strike out enough times, would you consider hooking up with a 29-year-old bloke named Jesse?
Oh, shit.
Let's just say it's not my target demo.
Not his either. How
Guys,
was your week?
I've had a great week. I was absolutely rapt because I got to go in a fighter jet and it all went absolutely perfectly. Not a blip, not a hitch, not a bump. Perfect.
We straight away did a couple of barrel rolls and it was the best.
Do you feel sick instantly?
No. I was like, yeah, woo! Come on, Steve, more whoop-de-whoops. And then in the space of about 5 seconds, I realised that there was no kind of air coming through.
Oh, God. Oh,
and I went from
the
absolutely...
Feeling, it's like when you get in the back of a cab and you're like, oh, shivers.
Yeah, or you lie down in bed
the
and
back of a
the
cab.
Room starts swimming. You know when cabbies go, hey, do you want to do a whoop-de-whoop?
That's the only time I'm normally sick, on the way home in the back of the cab.
It suddenly felt like my guts were pinballing around my kind of body. And I just gently... just unravelled my sick bag and I reckon I spewed about 20 times and I felt so bad. Steve, such a legend and so polite, he just radios through to my ear and he goes, Tommy, mate, do you reckon you could just turn your radio off while you spew there, Kim?
Oh, poor guy
who's trying to fly a fighter jet
while I ralph in his ear.
Anyway, I said to Steve, it's got to be something incredible for me to spew and still have had the best time
That's
ever.
That's a Saturday night for you,
and
isn't
want
it?
To do
That's not all you did, though. You also did 3,046 push-ups.
No, Evie did a few.
Evie joins us now.
Yeah. How many did you smash out, Evie?
10 and 10.
Yeah,
10 and 10.
That's pretty good.
Gosh, you didn't say that on air. Did you do 20 of your 3,000?
Anyway, the pushupchallenge.com.au if you want to donate money for Headspace, the youth mental health network.
You're
doing an amazing
legend.
Job. Good on you guys.
Round of applause. I'm clapping Great
myself.
Week. How are you
going to
be on Monday?
A mess. Boom,
boom, boom, boom. The Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast is done for the day. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. Conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. Boom, boom, boom.